Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of the Revenue Podcast. I'm your host, Kara French. We are talking today with Billing Platform's own Matt Rehm, who's the Director of Product Marketing. And the topic for today is going to center around how your business can harness the power of revenue recognition for advanced revenue management. Matt, thank you so much for being back on the podcast with us. We are so glad to have you with us again. Thanks for joining us.
Of course, Kara. I'm glad to be here.
So this is your second time around. So I think previous listeners of the podcast know you and know a little bit about your work here at Billing Platform. How long have you been with us now?
I am coming up on 2 years now.
Oh,
so
wow.
I think November is when I started.
That's great. And you've been in the billing space for how long though? It's been a long, most of your career?
Yeah, it's been a lot of years. I could have calculated that 10 or 12 years now, probably. I've been with three other companies that compete with Billing Platform. Of course, this is the best place to be.
Absolutely.
So glad to be here.
Yeah, well, we're thrilled to have you with us. And today, we're going to lean on your expertise a little bit, talking about revenue recognition, like I said, advanced revenue management. So I want to just dive in and talk about RevRec and just some of the common challenges I think that people have and businesses are facing today when it comes to recognizing all of their revenue.
Yeah, great. So let me just give you a little bit of background. My original work in corporate America was in finance and accounting. I was in FP&A, financial planning and analysis. And so that gave me some finance and accounting background that has become really helpful being in the billing and revenue recognition space. And so revenue accounting is a very specific type of accounting. There's a lot of details that go into it. I have learned a lot over the years as I started out in this space with a specific revenue recognition provider. That was the only software. That was what they did. So I've worked with a lot of really talented revenue accountants. We have some great expertise here at Billing Platform on our team that product manage and build our own RevRec product. You know, if there's any questions about specific things that have to do with the details of revenue accounting, I'm not your guy. But I think we're going to talk around that a little bit and talk about some of the more general things that I totally understand, right?
Sure.
In product marketing, one of our main roles is to understand those needs and the pain points of the customer. And so that's really where I've tried to focus my own knowledge and expertise, such as it is. I'm doing air quotes on expertise.
I can see the air quotes, but you're talking about expertise. You're talking about what specifically, like the standards that are available and things like that.
Yeah. So just, you know, yeah, let me give a little bit of history. This is actually, about the 10th year anniversary of ASC 606. So that was originally issued in, 2014, with an adoption timeline to come a few years after that, depending on company size and ownership type. So private companies and public companies had different adoption dates, but so I've worked with that for a long time. So the original company that I was with was trying to solve the problems that are not problems necessarily, the challenges that ASC 606 presented. And what it did, this was a major change in accounting guidance. So the Financial Accounting Standards Board, the FASB, as we call it, worked with international accounting boards to develop this new standard. And there was a number of reasons for it. They wanted to make things more consistent across the board. You know, in America, we were accounting for things differently than in Europe, for example. So to make things more consistent globally, to make them more comparable, you know, a lot of analysts are comparing one company's performance over another. And so, you know, if one's recognizing revenue differently than someone else, it creates issues.
Sure, and leveling the playing field there, so to speak.
Exactly, yeah. You know, also made things more reliable and transparent, right? I think if I remember right, one of the original goals was to make it more more simple, to reduce the complexity of revenue recognition. And I guess the argument would be, did it do that or did it? So like you originally asked, this is the long way to get to what you originally asked, which is about the challenges of RevRec. So because ASC 606 came in 10 years ago, you know, people took some time to adopt this. There's some differences compared to the way that we used to recognize revenue. So it's more focused on performance obligations. So this is the company, you know, completing an obligation to the customer. It involves allocating the price of that whole transaction across the different elements within that bundle. There's a five-step model I think most people are familiar with that provides a structured approach around all of this. But so the requirements necessitated more detail in the revenue recognition data and more just handling things in a different way. So the first challenge I'd say that was a big one is just people using manual processes, you know, creating that creates a lot of errors and inefficiency.
Right.
I've heard countless horror stories about companies that use Excel and they use multiple Excel sheets and they're linked to each other, you know? And so if one, you know, cell doesn't get updated, or even if it does, there's no guarantee that the sheets that link to it are updating that as well. And it carries through the whole thing. So
yeah, it sounds dangerous.
It's very dangerous. And there's honestly tons of issues that have come from that. I think
sure.
Every customer that we've had here or in other companies that I've been with, that was the environment. And so that's one of the main reasons they look for something else. Mm-hmm. So that the manual process, the second one, I think is just the complexity, having the, getting the right data from the right places, right? A lot of companies have data silos.
It's not always easy to get the best data there. Yeah,
exactly. And so, you know, if you don't have accurate data, it doesn't matter what process you're using to recognize your revenue, it's going to be wrong.
Right.
It all starts with the data. So then there's challenges around integrating that data, right? You know, getting that from the right systems into the right place in the right format. There's challenges around compliance with this standard because you have to, there's disclosure requirements now where you have to be able to explain what you've done to auditors. And then the auditability is part of that as well. So with those complex rules, staying up to date with the standards, that's a challenge.
I didn't mean to speak over you, Matt, but I think too, we're talking about the auditability factor there. I mean, I know that just seems daunting if you don't know exactly what to expect or, you know, exactly what is supposed to be done. That just, I know the word audit sends fear into many, into many businesses.
Yeah, totally. It's a very, there's a lot of detail that the auditors need to go through. And so companies that don't have a good system for recognizing the revenue in compliance with ASC 606, you know, those auditors are going to be there in your offices for a long time. It's going to cost a lot of money. They're going to eventually get what they need to get, but it's really laborious and difficult for the company and for the auditors.
Right.
And then I'd say the last challenge I would want to bring up is just getting insights from the reporting, being able to have, you know, reports that show where you're at. Most companies, even today, I think are still waiting until month end to get the legitimate, you know, clear picture of what their revenue looks like. When we see, you know, our customers and I mean, customers that use any of the major RevRec systems, you know, can get that data earlier, have greater visibility into their numbers, and can make better decisions based on having that data.
Right. You're not behind the eight ball, so to speak. It's my favorite,
exactly.
Phrases. Yep. So you don't want to be behind the eight ball. You want to be compliant. You want to be ready for an audit. You want to do all these things to recognize your revenue. And I think have the whole picture of your business really and how it is operating efficiently. What is the easiest way to do that? I think we, coming from our space, we always think tapping into the technology to streamline, you know, automate the revenue recognition process, that makes things easier. So when you do that and when you adopt that, what are some things that you can expect from doing that?
Yeah, I think number one is integration. You know, if you've got a system that's completely, you know, integrated with all of your ERP or your order management systems or you know, fulfillment systems, service tracking systems, all of that comes into play. And if you can bring it into a single system, obviously billing platform is the one that we like to talk about, but bring that into a system that can, you know, consolidate all that data, understands where it's coming from, how that needs to be altered to make it consistent, provides real-time visibility. And then it really reduces, you know, any of those discrepancies that come from trying to manually take data from different places, convert it, and link it. And so you've got all that accurate and up-to-date information. So integration, I'd say, is the first thing. The next one, I think, you know, that's a real benefit of technology is being able to tailor that to your own company's needs, right? We've talked about, you know, our system lets companies do business the way they want to do business, right? And still comply with ASC 606. So we're not telling you, you have to do it this way. You have to change your billing system or the way you invoice or the way you collect or, you know, pay partners. We're not telling you have to do any of that our way, right? Because our system can adjust to the way that you want to do business.
Yeah, it's tailored to your business.
Exactly. And so we allow you to create rules. Everything that we have in our system is rules-based, and you can automate it based on your own business needs and business requirements and business rules.
As those change too, right? Like that's something that's it's flexible to grow and evolve with you.
Exactly. And if as long as we're talking to you know, people who are interested in billing platform, it's something that the user can do. The finance user can make those changes. You don't have to have programming done by IT people or anything like that. So, right? That's
Right.
a
Yeah,
good
little billing platform plug there. Always love
answer. Right. So
that.
this podcast brought to you by
Brought sponsored by.
And then just to go back to audits, I think this is another area where the technology can really help, you know, because, you know, our system keeps a detailed audit trail. You can access, you know, that at any time. You can see each step, you know, who made that, what the exact change was, and provides a clear audit trail. All that historical data is available. Real time and when it comes to audit time. So definitely saves the company money having auditors in your office for, you know, a much shorter period of time. I'd
Yeah,
say those are
everybody
some
loves
of the,
that. That's a win
right?
for everybody.
You don't, because yeah, sometimes you have to feed them lunch and stuff too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think those are the main ways that technology really helps kind of structure your approach to RevRec.
Yeah, I think RevRec too, if you, it's such an all-encompassing thing, but you know, I'd love to go to some more specific, kind of drill down a little bit of like practical things that the podcast listeners can consider about if you wanted to dive into using automation for RevRec. So what are some examples that you have that we've seen or you've seen in your career?
Yeah, let's talk about a couple things here that I've thought might be useful. One is contract updates. So, and how our system or you know a system can help you automate those. So, a lot of times you have a subscription that's you know part could be part of a bundled service, right? You bought a subscription, you bought software, you bought maybe some services to go along with that. The subscription is terminated, let's say in this example, it terminated early. And so you have to modify the contract, right? Any part of that contract could have changed. But you know, in this case, we'll just talk about the subscription ending, for example. So there's a number of things that have to happen in order to remain compliant with ASC 606. So you know, our system will monitor that subscription. And so when it ends, you know, the contract management system within billing platform flags that termination event. And then when it detects that termination event, the rules-based automation engine kicks in recalculates the charges for all the remaining services in the bundle. So the price, you know, maybe the price changes, right? Now we're not doing that subscription, the price changes. And so it has to be allocated across the remaining pieces, the software that we got, the services that we're using. So we can do automated proration based on, you know, whatever is remaining in the contract term, and make sure that the unused portions of the subscription get refunded or usually just credited back to the customer. And that happens in real time. So we don't want people waiting around, you know, 6 to 9 business months for something to happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's dangerous, right? if there is a refund to be issued, we've got to do that quickly and keep customers from churning. Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. And that's a great point. So, you know, with this, you know, today's, you know, on demand kind of business model, that relationship with the customer is even more critical than it used to be.
Yeah. We had a podcast that we just did last week with Ravis, and we were talking about B2C models of customer satisfaction have sort of merged over to B2B, and how, you know, just that instant, you know, I need my credit now. If there's any sort of friction in that process, it can be dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely can. And then what our system will do is, you know, automatically amend that contract within the system, including in the billing system, because it's all on the same platform. Make sure all of those details are handled. The revenue recognition obviously will adjust based on the changes. If things need to be retroactively applied, it can be done. You know, obviously you're not changing a prior period, but changing that in the current period to make up for the prior period. And then, you know, of course, it's all integrated with finance and ERP and all the systems that a customer would have integrated with billing platform. So that's kind of how we handle contract modifications and automated updates there. Any comments or questions about that?
No, I've been thinking about the real-time aspect of it is so important. And I always think, I've talked to different people in the podcast over the years, Morgan Stanton and others, and I know things change so much month to month, often in business, but also, you know, you want to be able to stay on top of everything with, you know, compliance and standards. And it's interesting that when you're doing this with a system that integrates with everything, it's just done for you. It's giving you that extra step. It's getting you that extra step ahead.
Yeah. It's making those changes, still lets you review, you know, to compare against your, you know, expectations and your business policies, just as a second validation. But yeah, right. All those details get handled for you.
Just kind of to close out, just real general question. Where do you think, you know, revenue recognition, is there any place with, you know, AI playing into revenue recognition coming up in terms of standards or anything like that?
That's a great question. You know, I haven't heard of anything like from the official, you know, any like a FASB issued thing about AI. You know, obviously, you know, here at Billing Platform, we're talking about AI. We're already starting to incorporate that into some of our areas, you know, with natural language querying and things like that. I think at this point where the AI is going to be helpful in RevRec is in kind of doing a double check or a validation on, you know, how things are going, right? I think it'll help us identify anomalies or, you know, just things that, you know, in your revenue ledger, subledger, that might be a little bit questionable. Maybe it could, and I'm just thinking off the top of my head here, but maybe it could do kind of a pre-audit, right? Where it goes through your revenue subledger and identifies the things that an auditor might have a question about. And then it can, you know, either come up with an answer to that, you know, some kind of a solution, or just point that out to someone who's reviewing the numbers. But I definitely think there's opportunities, and we're constantly trying to find ways to apply AI. But I know there's a lot of brains bigger than mine that are working on that.
Yeah, I've been asking everyone this year about AI. It's such a buzzword. It's such a hot topic. I think, In some areas, like you mentioned, especially building platform, like we're leaning in certain ways to it with the natural language reporting. It's kind of in its infancy in other areas. So I'm always interested where those who are in the space think it's going to go. It's just, it has a potential to really be beneficial if, harnessed and handled correctly. Matt, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. It was great visiting with you.
Of course, yeah, anytime. Thanks, Kara. Appreciate you having me again.
So we want everyone to know that Billing Platform has a brand new business website at www.billingplatform.com. So make sure you head on over there and check out everything we have to offer. We've got brand new videos, data sheets, explainer videos. It's awesome. We'll be back
It
next
is.
month with new podcast topics, new insights, and of course, new perspectives on all things revenue. Thank you for listening and for having your cup of coffee, tea, or whatever makes you happy with us. Cheers.